Don't touch that dial. Divine Light of Mercy is next. Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Now join Jackie Butler and Mary Jo Webb for this week's edition of Divine Light of Mercy.
Good morning. This is the Divine Light of Mercy program. And today, you're going to be with just me today, Jackie Butler. Mary Jo needs your prayers for healing, and we hope she gets better even today. Thank you. There's a lot of people who are unaware, and this is important to listen to and recognize. In this country, we're taught to be independent, to raise ourselves up by our bootstraps, that we can be successful if we work real hard and keep our nose to the grindstone, we will be a success in this world and in this country. And so therefore, you don't need God. You just need yourself to apply yourself and get an education and take care of your family the best way you know how. And that's what America has prided themselves on, that our country is built on pioneers and people who ground out their lives to be successful. Now, in the kingdom of God, the successful person relies on Him for their very being, their life, their job, their family. Everything should be in the hands of God, as I have been taught by the Lord Himself, telling all of us to relieve ourselves of our burdens to Him, and He will make our yoke light. That's scripture. And so therefore, it's a different way of thinking, that not just I'm in this world to do all these things, and they're not bad things, I don't mean it that way, but not to ask God for that help in doing all of this and letting us see how He unfolds the journey that we're on, so that we are successful, whether we ever achieve everything we want. And sometimes we get caught up in that and think, oh, well, I'm a loser because I didn't get a full education. Or I failed my family because I didn't provide enough for them all to have cars and a college education, everything that, you know, this country says you need to provide for your children. Well, in God's kingdom, it's not that we can't do that or we don't ask for it, but we rely on Him to give it to us and to give Him the glory for everything that goes on in our lives, good or bad. And that's a different way of thinking. And giving thanks every day to God for just being alive and waking up and seeing the sun come up and seeing the glorious day begin to unfold. Those are things that we give thanks for. And it's precious. Sometimes looking at a sunset can be one of the most awesome things of your day. And you're looking at all the reds and the purples and the pinks and the blue sky. And it's incredible. And you had nothing to do with it. You didn't make it. Or even on a rainy day or a misty day, which, of course, we know we need. We need those things because our lives depend on enough rain to make everything grow, enough rain to provide crops. So it's a good thing. It's not a bad day to have rain. Then there's the snow and the ice and everything that we go through in the wintertime, and we've had a real mild winter. So we've all kind of liked that and enjoyed spring-like days. So there's always things that are going on to treasure, to think about the fact that you're living in a town that is basically becoming a tourist town. The beauty of that is a lot of people get to come and see the buffalo and to see there's Indian stores and cowboy stores and places to go here that are unique to our part of the country. So I'm kind of leading into something here. Talking about all this, it's the world of this world. Now, there's a spiritual world, and we are a part of that also. But if we are ignorant of that spiritual world, then a lot of things can happen to us that we don't understand. It's a mystery. People are getting a lot of speeding tickets today. Our counties, our city governments are in the red. Our churches are in the red. And where do they go, and how did this happen, and why is it happening? Our state is in deficit of $1 billion. It's like it just kind of happened overnight, but it didn't happen overnight. This has been happening. And all of a sudden now everybody's saying, oh, well, we've got to do something about it. So they're cutting back on things. People are losing their jobs. There's a definite change that's kind of scary for a lot of families. Because if you haven't got a job and you do have to go on welfare, and I'm being very serious about this, then all your hopes and your dreams have just kind of dissolved. That's how important jobs are to people. Well, let me just say this. It is important for us to make God our source and not our job and not money. And our value is in Him, not in what we have or what we do. Those are just things that we have and what we do. They don't make us better or good. And this is real important for those who are struggling right now. And there's a lot of people struggling, and they're going to be struggling because the oil has been so low in this part of the United States that it has devastated a lot of businesses and oil companies, and which employ a lot of people. So I'm just kind of leading you into saying, well, what in the world? And how can God help us? And what will He do? And what can we learn from being like this? Because, you know, it's important to me to praise God when I wake up and say something good and wonderful is going to happen to me all day long. I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to the Lord to ask Him to make that happen. And it doesn't mean that I'm just laying back and just waiting for something to happen. It means that I start my day with the truth. Now I'm going to read you some things that, and I just want to say this too. I'm going to read you breaking curses and releasing the blessings of God, because you need to do that today. You need to recognize that you're not doing that. And therefore, because you're not doing that, things happen to you and it makes you all out of sorts. And you're starting to say, why? Why me? Well, let me just read you a few of these and things that we can say to our Lord to help us. I am redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. I am the seed of Abraham, and his blessing is mine. I choose blessing instead of cursing, and life instead of death. I break and release myself from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. That's very powerful. Because there's a lot of things that get passed down to us. And I mean, there's good things and there's also things we don't want passed down to us. I break and release myself from all curses on both sides of my family back 60 generations. Wow. I break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. Now, why do we have to do that? Because there's people actually doing this in this day and time. Because they don't trust God. They trust the evil one to bring about their success. And don't think He can't offer it to them. Because in the scriptures, we read about the Lord was tempted 3 times in the desert these 40 days. And one of them is He offered the kingdoms of this world. Now, He didn't do that because He didn't have some say over it. It's because He has through the fallen nature of man. I break and release myself from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. You know, you can't come to God in pride and rebellion. You can't do it and be right with God. You have to admit and repent of the things you've done that are prideful and arrogant. I break and release myself from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. Now that's a wonderful one to bring about, because you don't want to have an accident today or any tragedies or things that are sudden and dangerous. And I think this is a very important one. I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. Because we do get sick. Everybody says, oh, I've got the bug, or I've had virus. There's flu going around. And we just accept it. Like, you know, this is it. We just have to deal with it. But here it says, I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. And you begin to live in the atmosphere of healing. I break and release myself from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. And if we ever needed to read the scripture for ourselves, you put your name in there. I, Jackie, break and release myself from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. Because that's what America lives in. A lot. And poverty, it can be not just finances. It can be poverty of the heart, where you're in such depression over this world disturbing things, ISIS and world economy, and you can get yourself all wrapped up in that instead of looking at the one who can break all that. I break and release myself from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. Now that's a biggie, because you can just be feeling just fine and wonderful, and then somebody says, oh, your shirt looks dirty, or your glasses are making your eyes look funny. And all of a sudden, you just feel awful. Like, you know, I thought I was okay. Well, you are okay. I'm telling you. But anytime we feel rejection or think rejection, as a Native American, I definitely know what rejection feels like. And it's not good. And it causes a lot of anger and disturbance in our lives. And we can turn to drugs, alcohol, sex. We can just ruin our lives through rejection. So it's important to fight it, to not give in to it. I break and release myself from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. You don't have to live in mental illness. God can break all of that off of you, no matter how miserable maybe your childhood was, no matter what trauma came in your life. Believe that God can heal it. I break and release myself from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. Now those two, you'd have to read the scriptures to know who Jezebel is and Ahab. But she was a wicked, wicked woman and had her husband do a lot of things that, as king, he shouldn't have done. I don't want to linger on that, but believe me, you want to be free of the curses of Jezebel and Ahab. I break and release myself from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. Is that not rampant? Is that not something we don't want for our lives? Divorce is a horrible thing, a horrible, horrible thing. And you feel lost, and you feel hurt, and you feel, yes, you feel like you have failed because you couldn't keep your marriage together. Or your partner didn't want to keep your marriage together and you were forced into divorce. All those things, break them. Break the cycle with the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. And I'll just stop right there and say, when you start doing that, many things will go right for you. And I pray that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We appreciate you tuning in. Please send your correspondence to Divine Light of Mercy and care of KPGM Radio, Post Office Box 1526, Pawhuska, Oklahoma 74056.